I'm Lauren Landau, WAMU 88.5 News. The D.C. theater community is buzzing after last night's Helen Hayes Award nominations. One award was announced a little differently than usual. Typically on nomination night, presenters announce the contenders in a variety of Helen Hayes Award categories and name the winner of the John N. Yellow Award for Outstanding Emerging Theater Company. But Theater Washington President Amy Austin says that this year it seemed appropriate to tap three nominees and save the tough decision for later.
To have as many theater companies as we do in Washington, D.C. and the area, which there are 90, then if you have 10 that are emerging, it just seems like that shows a lot of activity that's happening.
The nominees are Arts on the Horizon, Palace Theater Collective, and The Welders, a collective of five playwrights and one executive and creative director. Welder Allison Curran says the timing couldn't be better.
Right as we're heading into our final production and getting ready to hand the reins of the organization off to the next group of welders, I think it provides us with a beautiful, wonderful little exit, and it provides the new incoming welders with a wonderful wave of adrenaline.
Constellation Theater Company's Avenue Q got the most nominations with 14. Founding artistic director Allison Stockman says she'd be excited to see any of her team members win.
It's also really special that this is the first year that all three of the shows that we produced were all nominated for a different award.
The winners will be announced on May 23rd. I'm Lauren Landau.